23 hours.
Facility gets a major security upgrade under CDF. An African News Army commander convicted of Guinea Stadium massacre dies in prison. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. The ongoing warfare's upgrade at Kanyama General Hospital under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund is set to boost security and restore dignity to one of Lusaka's busiest health facilities. Chinika Ward 11 Councillor Masao Songoma, who recently inspected the site, expressed her satisfaction with the progress and commended the contractor and local authorities for their dedication and professionalism. He emphasized that the upgrade is not just about infrastructure, but about safeguarding lives, protecting hospital property, and creating a secure environment for healthcare delivery. The project reflects the government's commitment to service delivery and highlights the positive impact of the Constituency Development Fund in improving essential community services. Zambia police in Chisamba district have recorded a fatal road accident that occurred yesterday around 16:30 hours near Marula Farms along the Chipembe Road. The accident involved a Toyota Hilux driven by 27-year-old Chanda Kalale, who reportedly lost control of the vehicle, causing it to overturn. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi disclosed that one passenger, believed to be an Ethiopian national aged between 30 and 35, died on the spot. Mr. Chilabi said the vehicle was carrying 14 suspected illegal immigrants, all believed to be Ethiopian nationals. He stated that several passengers have sustained injuries and are currently receiving treatment at Chisamba Rural Health Center, adding that the driver also suffered multiple head injuries.
The accident occurred when the driver, namely Chanda Kalale, age 27, lost control of his Toyota Hilux, registration number CH381, the vehicle overturned, resulting in the death of one passenger, an Ethiopian national believed to be aged between 30 and 35. The vehicle was carrying 14 male passengers suspected of being illegal immigrants or believed to be Ethiopian nationals. The injured passengers are receiving treatment at Sambarulo Health Center. The driver sustained multiple head injuries. The body of the deceased has been taken to Sambarulo Health Center mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem examination. Kalale is yet to be charged with causing death by dangerous driving. Investigations are ongoing and the Department of Immigration has been engaged in joint investigative efforts for potential additional charges.
A youth activist, Maurice Santra, has expressed concern over the growing trend of cohabitation among young people in Zambia. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Santra noted that cohabitation is becoming increasingly normalized, even within learning institutions. He explained that the practice carries serious disadvantages that can negatively affect the future of young people. He highlighted unplanned pregnancies as one of the major risks, stating that they can disrupt education and lead to further social and economic challenges. Mr. Sundra has since urged young people to rethink their choices and place a greater focus on their education.
They need to have some restrictions, something that will actually fight the trend, because we've seen a number of people, young people, especially young youth, and it's not something that is only bordering on young people, the youths rather, even adults. That's why you've seen that there are few individuals that are rushing into marriage, because they are all practically doing the thing in what we call cohabiting. So basically our core, my call as a youth activist, I would love to see a change in as far as the arrangement is concerned. This will result into having proper marriage arrangement, and also this will result into reducing unexpected pregnancies.
Ambassador Dr. Tresford Chomba says the newly formed Zambian Gold Miners and Vendors Cooperative Union will restore order in the country's gold mining sector. Speaking from New Delhi, India, Dr. Chomba noted that the cooperative will help curb illegal mining, which has sometimes led to fatal accidents. He has also commended President Hage Ndehitilema for ensuring that young people are given artisanal mining licenses, and further reviewed that the cooperative will set up a local gold refinery to process gold before export. Dr. Chomba, who is also president and founder of African Nations Prosperity Fund, ANPF, stated that through the cooperative, young miners will access machinery and professional training, while the government will benefit from taxes, which he says will help to stabilize the Kwacha. He also disclosed that a tripartite agreement with the Ministry of Mines and Investors will enforce strict measures to prevent gold from leaving the country illegally.
I want also to mention here that government is going to benefit, because we are now going to bring normalcy. Government is going to benefit in terms of taxes. We want the buyers of these goods, from wherever they are going to come from, to make sure that they pay the taxes to the government, and this is going to stabilize further our Kwacha. And our projection is that in the next few months, Kwacha should be trading against the dollar, even to about 10 Kwacha somewhere there. This is our projection. Besides, this investment, or rather this opportunity, is a game changer. It is going to contribute towards the debt management of our great country. In the long run, Zambia will be weaned from depending on donor aid, because the minerals that God has given to us will be processed locally.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oja, zamele karandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg delele, 150. 50 kg impwa, 200. 50 kg lumanda, 180. 50 kg chihuahua.